This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 18th of November, 1959. Its title is Demo, Minus Randomity Areas. This tape is 49 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you.
This is a demonstration, and a rather brief demonstration. Somebody get me an e-meter, huh? Now, I'm not going to do anything but show you what you can get away with. You sit around like a bunch of wooden dolls, all wound up, ready to clink and clank. Hold hands. You've got it there. There we are. Thank you. Now, I'll put this around your neck. Thank you. That's to keep you from boring session. Okay. Now, here we go. Nice high needle. You halfway through a process?
Yes.
Squeeze the cans there. Oh, boy. You halfway through it. Well, that needle isn't so bad. Sitting right on him. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Would it be bad if it were pretty good?
No, I'm very happy about it. I'm quite surprised, as a matter of fact.
All right, well, look at that. Hey, sitting on it. He decided when he sat down that he'd better tell me. No, he sure there was nothing like that. All right. Is all right with you if we do a little bit of a session here?
Yes, most certainly.
All right, start. All right, what goal would you like for this session?
Greater understanding of Scientology.
Very good. And do you have any immediate worries, woes? Unflat processes? Yeah, you've got a little woe here. A little worry. What is this? Just stage fright, isn't it?
Oh, a little bit of stage fright, fear running into the hands, etc.
Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that about what it is? Mm-hmm. Moves so slightly that it probably could be nothing but a disturbance. Now, is it all right with you if I make a side mention occasionally to the audience?
Yes.
All right. Do you think you're in safe hands?
Yes.
Do you think you're in safe hands?
No, I guess so.
He just changed his mind about it just in the last split second. Or was it the laugh of the crowd that made you flatten this so quick? What do you think, do you think you're in safe hands?
Yes.
Yes. A little reservation on that. Who would I have to be to audit you?
Peter.
This is very interesting because there must be a... I'm just evaluating for you, if you don't mind, that there must be a little overt against him who stuck you in that session. Is there? Is there an overt against an auditor? I see a little clink-clank here. Is an overt against an auditor here?
Oh, then quite likely. Might be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the overt?
What's the overt?
Yeah, what have you done?
Oh, I might have chopped one to pieces sometime or other.
Uh-huh. Might have, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What else might you have done to an auditor?
Oh, listened to a discussion when somebody was criticizing their handling of a situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, was that an overt by you?
Oh, I sort of grabbed at it hungrily.
Mm. All right. But somewhere along this line here, I'll bet it's a girl. Yeah. Yeah, it started to move down off, male clear, so I just guessed that it's a girl auditor, and I'm right. Because he's fallen here a little bit on it. Is there a girl auditor here?
Yeah, there's a girl auditor.
Yeah, and is there a little bit of an overt on her?
Yes, there is.
What was it? You don't have to tell me.
Oh, that's all right.
Perfectly okay. It just flipped out.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, wonder what these little overts are sitting on. That's what I'm interested in.
I see.
If you don't mind telling me.
What these little overts are sitting on?
Yeah, well, this is a kind of little tiny bitty overts of some kind or another here. There must have been there's a first overt against auditors. But what's the first overt against auditors? That's it. What was it?
Well, I'm back on the original HPA course.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, yes. One person I was on the course with there.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't very happy together.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do? That's the one.
Oh, yes.
What'd you do?
I think I went home and told my wife he was a stinker.
Yeah? Chopping him up. What'd you do to him directly?
I don't recall.
Did you fail to answer an auditing command?
I probably withheld communication.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a withhold communication.
Yes, there was.
Well, it was way back when, isn't it, huh? All right, now, you're getting a little gain on this now. All right. Now, what do you think about that now?
I'm happy about that, yeah.
All right. Now, is there any other overts on auditors earlier than that?
No.
No?
No.
You know definitely that.
Positive.
All right. Okay. You say so, that's it. Okay. Against an instructor?
No.
Nothing like that. I'm still getting a tiny little fall here. Mm-hmm. Tiny, tiny little fall. Maybe it's later on the chain.
Oh, yes. Might have been later. It wasn't then.
Wasn't then.
No.
Was later on the chain, probably. Later? Yeah. Or was it then? Later. Then. What did you just think of?
Oh, I was thinking of Stan when I thought he was the apple of my eye sort of thing. When he was an instructor, I never had anything. Yeah.
But did you have an overt against him?
I don't think so.
Did you ever sit without doing anything and listen to somebody criticizing?
Oh, yes, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Register.
Mm.
All right. What's the picture there? Is there any other overts there that you're not particularly... bringing to view or looking at or don't want to mention?
Oh, there could be overts, not the Scientology. Yeah.
Oh, crash. All right. Wow.
And I don't want to talk about them up in front of this crowd.
He went from here. He was not quite there, therefore it wasn't so good. You don't mind my mentioning him.
Carry on. That's all right.
He was not quite up. He's been triggering off on the thing, which said that this was loused up. But he's come down now. He's come down here almost 2-2. He's about 2 1/4, and that was all in one whistle. See? I'm not trying to expose you to view.
That's okay.
We are going to ask a burning question here, however, which is not going to expose you to view at all, but have you ever had anything to do with machinery?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was a machine telegraph operator at one stage.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a man killed at it?
No.
No? What's death got to do with machinery?
Had a lot of electric shocks off it, but... Yes, and machinery. No, I've never seen anyone killed, actually. I've never seen anyone killed.
You ever been killed on such a assignment?
You tell me.
Well, how's it seem?
No reality. I'd say no.
Did you ever run into anything on the back track?
No.
No? What brought this all about is he's landed somewhere in machine reading and just going by while I'm simply asking him some questions, and I instantly develop the theta bop.
Oh, I'm shaking all over.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Those overts you mentioned a moment ago, you wouldn't mind telling me about them.
Well, they're not
listening. No, not in front of them, but you wouldn't mind telling me.
Oh, I'd tell you, yeah. I'd tell you anything.
Okay, all right. That's okay. Now, we're much more interested in this machine. This machine. Now, what are you busy running now?
Victim.
You're running victim, huh? Well, could a machine be a victim?
Yes.
Running a victim. Well, victim takes it right out of the theta bop category. Let's take it right back into the machine category. How would you go about killing a machine?
Oh, smashing up with an axe.
You ever smashed up any equipment?
Oh, buckled up the shovel once.
Yeah?
It is time.
All right. When you shut a machine off, does that kind of kill it?
Yes.
It does. That isn't it. How about robots? How about robots? Is it possible to kill a robot?
Oh, yes. Shut it down, its machinery. Turn off its power.
All right. This is apparently just machinery. See if we can get this theta bop back. You ever been killed by a machine? That's a silly question to ask anybody, you know, on the whole planet. It is. You ever been killed by a machine? He doesn't react on it. Have you ever killed a machinist?
No, but I've made eyes at him.
Hmm?
I've made eyes at him.
Yeah? Now, we really got one. That's the bop we're looking for. Tell me more about this.
Well, I'm not thinking of the one that you're probably looking at. There's a lot of machinists where I work. They're usually beautiful women. I don't know anything about the machine back on the,
yeah,
on the track there.
Yeah. Go on. Anything?
Anything.
Anything you want to say about this category? You've lost some. Well, you lost it down to it. Is there such a thing as a female machine?
No, there's a female machinist, though.
Female machinist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fascinating. Wow. We're sitting right on top of something here.
I see.
Are we? Is there anything in that vicinity? Have you got an occlusion on some of this? You know all about this? You ever worry about this?
No.
Never worry about it, so far?
Well, no.
It's very interesting. Needles are stilled. No, it's getting a theta bop, getting a little theta bop, tiny one, then sometimes a loose bop. As I ask him about this particular line, and I'm not even gunning in straight here. I'm not even trying to bang down the line here particularly. I'm just asking questions as you would more or less pursue a needle. Now he's got another little theta bop. Now, let's be interested in you, huh? Rather than what they think. And let's find out what you should be running instead of victim. That's my boy. What is it?
Oh, I was looking at your nose, as a matter of
fact. It started theta bopping. All right. There's something here. There's something here. Now, we got a nice theta bop going here.
Yeah.
Now, what does it trace back to?
Well, I'd probably seem to be elsewhere than here at the moment.
Well, is it death helps? To be there? Is it?
I don't see it. Got a pain in the back of the head.
I don't see it either. Got a pain in the back of your head. Very interesting. Tell you what, let's do. Let's not worry about you being here or there or otherwise so much. Let me just go along the line here and run a little process to get this thing sort of shaken out, huh?
Okay.
All right. Now, in view of the fact that you're quite aware of this audience, we're going to use them.
Okay.
All right. And I want you to run this little alternate command. We're going to run for a very short space of time. And that is, think of something you'd let them know. Think of something you could withhold from them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You don't have to say a word. All right. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you withhold from them. You could withhold from them.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. How you doing, though?
Pretty good, thanks.
Any energy masses moved around, or?
Oh, yes, I feel a little more comfortable.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's run this a while longer, huh?
Okay.
All right. First, though, let me ask you, is it all right if I go on auditing you?
Oh, I guess it is. I don't seem to be my usual comfortable self when I'm with my other auditor.
Yeah, all right. All right. Is this bad?
Is it bad? No, I'd like to be here very comfortable.
All right. Let's go on and run this process a while longer, shall we?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Thank you. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. How you doing?
Oh, much better.
Much, much better.
Yes, I'm starting to relax a little.
Oh, boy. We'll cure your stage fright here forevermore, huh?
That was ugly.
Now, let's run this about four or five more commands, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Think of something you'd let them know?
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you'd let them know?
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from them.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Now, that's the end of that particular process. That's all right with you.
That's okay.
All right. Now, we're going to run another process right on the heels of that. Okay. And this one, possibly a little bit rougher. Same process, except instead of them, me.
I see.
All right. And here's the first command of it. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yeah.
All right. What mechanism are you using to withhold from me?
Mechanism.
Yeah, how are you answering the question to yourself? I don't want one
just,
of the answers.
Just decision, that's all.
You're deciding that.
Mm.
Aha! You're making a decision.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Mm. No other way?
Mm, I decide, well, I can withhold that from you.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting any changes here?
Am I? Oh, mm-hmm. I noticed a bit faster towards the end.
Huh? Running a little bit faster, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy. All right. Let's run this a while longer, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you're good with all.
Yes.
Good. All right. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yeah.
Good. Think of something you're good with all.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Now, how do you feel now about being audited by me? Better?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds like my voice now instead of somebody else's.
All right. Okay, let's run this some more, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Think of something you'd let me know?
Yes.
Good.
This lecture and demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know?
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. All right, how are you doing right now?
Pretty good, thanks.
Pretty good.
I just think it's not easy to withhold anything from you.
Yeah.
But it can be done.
It can be done. Make you feel a little better?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Drowning it off.
Attaboy. All right, well, let's run this a little while longer, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. Think of something you'd let me know?
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. You doing better now?
Oh, yes.
Attaboy.
Damn it
all. All right. Let's run it a little bit more, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. All right. You got any mass in re-stimulation or anything moving around your face or anything like that that's different than it was?
Oh, yes. I feel lighter. I've still got that somatic because that was seen to be re-stimulated from victim this afternoon, actually.
Oh, that came in on victim.
Mm.
All right. Okay.
And that's where I was on victim when I finished up. Right there.
Right there.
Mm.
All right. Okay. Well, why don't I run this another half a dozen times and we'll end it as a process, okay?
Yes, sure.
All right. Anything wrong with that?
No, that's all right.
All right. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yep.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you one more pair. Think of something you'd let me know.
Yes.
Good. Think of something you could withhold from me.
Yes.
All right. How was that?
Fine, thank you.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. That's the end of that process. How are you doing?
Oh, feeling better.
Feeling better. Feel better about the crop?
Yeah, they're not going to bite me now.
All right. Okay. Feel better about me?
Oh, sure.
All right. Now, there's a couple more questions I'd like to ask you. When you were doing victim, were there any ARC breaks that you felt with your auditor or anything like that?
Yes.
There were some.
Mm-hmm.
Has your auditor cleaned these up in any way?
Yes.
All right. Not trembling here. Was there a particular kind of victim that you were running last?
No, not a particular kind, no.
What were you doing this for the last bit?
I was looking at the messed universe in general as being a victim by my consideration, and trees, the earth, whole galaxy by my consideration.
All right, now tell me this. Did you hit a man or a woman victim someplace during running victim? But you went bong off of.
Can't recall it.
Have you run into a man or a woman victim in being audited on this?
Well, I've mentioned them, but there's nothing specific that I can see as jutting out.
Mm-hmm.
Have I run into them?
Yeah, I've seen them, seen pictures of them, anything of that sort, while running the process, did you?
An old facsimile popped up of a woman laying flakers on a stone slab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I seem to be...
Very interesting.
Yeah, a beautiful body. I've been looking for it ever since.
Yeah, well, how about that? Okay, don't mind their laughter, they're just crass. There's something here, you see. PC. It's not criticism, PC's auditor. You're just learning. And I'd never criticize PC's auditor. I'd take him apart off back and leave him all over a bench. There's nothing wrong with your auditor, really. But this is a chronic thing these characters don't do. They never ask questions and never watch the meter. The meter's there to keep their hands on. And is there primarily keeping from confronting the PC. Now, where was the auditor when this thing went down to F and started to do a theta bop that he didn't find out all about this?
Oh, it was just the end of the session.
That's right. Is that just the end of the session? All right. You be more curious. You hear me? You haven't done anything wrong here. But I've been chasing around on this ever since I started auditing him, wondering where this thing was and what it was all about and what we were going to do with this, because we were getting a theta bop as it sailed down toward female clear. Now, I've made big ARC breaks for him because he's probably defending his auditor at this moment.
That's right.
That's right. Needle doesn't even twitch. You better watch out. Now, listen. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to use it as an example. You did have this picture, huh? Let me handle this thing for a minute. You did have this picture.
Yeah.
ARC broke you up on this in any way now by discussing it?
No.
No? All right. I haven't. When was this? No period of time?
No.
It's totally disassociated from time?
Effect's only a bit clearer. Mm-hmm. Seems to be coming a bit closer.
Attaboy. I'm quite interested in this because these shotgun processors, you know, that just pick up everything in sight and so forth, sometimes leave one strewn around like this and takes 8 more hours of ordinary swing to get back to it. Well, as a matter of fact, you could just get somebody to look at it. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting you to take a look at this thing. How about this body?
Yeah. I think it's stiff across the bank.
Well, now, was that body knocked in the head?
It crashed on this stone slab.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How about that? Did you know this person?
Well, I fancy that it was my body when I first looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at it before today, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've seen it before?
Yeah.
Now, do you feel you killed this person?
I fancied at the time that it was my body.
Yeah, but did you kill your own body?
I don't know.
Well, could you have been careless?
Could have slipped, yeah, sure.
Could have?
Hmm.
Would it be carelessness here as an overt?
Yeah, carelessness would be an overt.
Could be.
Hmm.
Would that be an overt?
Yeah, sure.
Not being careful?
Hmm.
Now, was it somebody you knew well, or was it you?
Both answers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you again here on the meter. Was it somebody you knew well? Or I should say somebody else you knew well. Or was it you? I know what you got here, old man. You don't know, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't know reactively, and you don't know yourself. Well, it's a big mystery, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'm burning up about it.
Well, I hate to run a process on it. Let me take just a little stab at this.
All right.
This is the get the idea sort of process thing. All right. Now, it's going to get the idea of being that girl. Get the idea of being somebody else. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. Get the idea of being that girl.
Yep.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else.
Yep.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl.
Yeah.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else.
Yeah.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else?
Yeah.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being somebody else?
Yes.
Good. How's the picture?
Oh, it got tangled with the other person there sometimes. Once or twice, like, it was difficult to separate them.
Changed location, has it, from where you're sitting right this minute?
Yes.
Has?
Yeah, it has shifted over there a bit.
It has. All right, let's run this for a little while longer, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person.
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person.
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person.
Yes.
Good. What's happening?
Oh, it was much easier to do.
Much easier.
Mm.
All right.
So you're moving over there a bit.
Good. Well, let's ask the same question again. Were you that girl? Were you another person? What do you think?
What do you think? I don't know.
I'm getting a tiny bit more registry here. There's a little more differentiation. There was exactly no differentiation at first.
I see.
All right, we got a little bit more, so she'll run this just a few more commands.
Okay.
Okay. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yeah.
Good. Get the idea of being that girl?
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of being another person?
Yes.
All right. Where's the picture now? Still further away?
Yes.
Where?
Oh, a little over there now.
All right. It's gradually moving out. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other person that keeps coming up?
You see another person.
Do you see another person? You said it keeps getting tangled up with another person a moment ago, and I asked you, is there another person?
Oh, there was, and I changed my ideas of doing it, yeah. I was being a big, powerful man for a while, and I decided to be myself.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
All right. All right. When did you decide to be yourself?
Oh, a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm. Went. Flip. Okay. Now, were you that girl? Were you another person? Were you that big, powerful man? Were you that girl? Were you another girl? All right, which seems the most likely?
The have caught me, Chief.
No. Nothing.
Non-compass.
It's just not any feeling about it or anything about it.
Not really.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is, really.
I'm going to ask you just one question.
Yes.
Not to start a process with, but just one question that sounds like a process. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a process we were just doing. Mm-hmm. What are you willing to let that girl know?
That she's dead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that very positive that you'd let her know that?
Sort of want to hang on to the picture.
Would you let her know anything else?
Well, that I want to abandon her and go elsewhere.
All right. You let her know. Okay. Now, does this change your insight into the situation, just looking at that from that viewpoint?
Not very much, really.
Doesn't, huh?
No.
Picture change when you do that?
Becomes more real.
Ah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not so good.
Oh, no, I don't mind. I like looking at beautiful women.
All right. Okay. Well, our time's running out here. Well, I've given your auditor a clue. He's sitting there. He doesn't know what about, though. You do? Really? All right. Now, what would be death with a total closure of not letting something know much and so on? I'm glad this came up. I can give you an example of an occlusion of knowledge accompanied by the fact that somebody would let the girl know she was dead. I'm just being evaluating for you the demonstration process.
That's all right.
All right, I tell you what we're going to do here now. Although I picked you up at M, I have a suspicion that as soon as we end the session, why, you go back up to M.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
I was just very frightened, that was all.
Huh?
I was withholding like hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I could see you just splattering me all over the wall and everybody looking at it.
All right. Well, you fared all right, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was not too bad.
No, that's pretty good. Right?
Now, are you all right? Is it all right for your auditor to go on auditing you after this session, short session with me?
Most certainly, yeah.
You betcha. And you think I damaged you irrevocably?
Not a bit.
Not a bit. All right. Anything you care to say before we end this session?
No, but I do appreciate the experience.
All right. Very good. Very good. It's all right with you. We'll then say end of session. Okay?
Good.
All right.
Thank you, Chief.
You bet.
Good.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, there's the extent of it. Just showing you actually patch up, fool around, sort of auditing. You understand? I wasn't trying to give you anything very significant. Get the idea? We shook some information out. We loosened the PC up. We did some interesting things here and actually didn't get the PC to lay his whole heart and soul on the table and be crucified, did we? PC started in a little bit alarmed and upset, and he calmed down, huh? Well, you'd assign that to familiarity with the experience, but also he must have had some confidence in his auditor, don't you see? But he didn't have it at the beginning. Is that right? So, in handling cases, why, actually, you get just as far as you establish confidence in the PC, and as far as you find out, not so much horrible things he's done, you know, and that sort of thing, gruesome gore and all that sort of thing, but find out what he's doing, what he's reacting to, what it's all about, and so forth. You got it? because he actually saw this thing on a general process, and then he not ised it. You get the idea? And it isn't that you should have stopped and queued and aid with it and taken it up or something of the sort. There must have been a shift, kind of a wild shift on the tone arm right about that time. And you, as the auditor, should have had all that gin and more. Got the idea? I'm not berating you publicly. There isn't another one here when I've done it. Hardly any.
How fast
you
can get?
Hard enough to know.
Well, I handle that.
Yeah. But the PC is sitting in a total mystery with regard to this particular thing and has actually run into something in the session that had him pinned on the track. Got it? There's something was there, see? And he ran into it and pinned on the track, and evidently the process wasn't taking care of it to amount to anything. Okay? How far should you have gone with it? It's a bad idea to tell you it's just a Q&A with everything that happens to the PC. It's bad auditing. It is. It's bad auditing. But to find out what's going on and so forth, why, the process would now have to be run till we get around to that one again. See? We wouldn't go leaving the PC hung up. If we suddenly ended session or intensive with this PC, what would we do? We would for sure make sure that such phenomena as occurred weren't left for some other auditor to mop up. Now you've got a wonderful indicator. That's just wonderful, that indicator is. And I can tell you right now the assessment of the PC, that's how valuable it was. What part of a female body would you be willing to create? It's the only thing that's going to shift that picture. Easily. Okay? Well, you could monkey around with it. We saw it moving out, running just bought up on the moment process, what you let her know, you know, beingness and so forth. Do those things. But that thing's going to start blowing out through the roof. Okay? The case will run on some kind of machinery. Run on a woman. Female body. Female body preferred to woman. Case will run on a body. A machine, run on any of these things. You just have to pick the one that seemed hottest on the assessment. And actually, you're wasting time with the victim. See? If you want to see this case sail, why, get in there, do another assessment on the thing, pick out one of these, and get it whizzing. Got it?
But okay. In other words, there's no need to flatten the victim.
Nah. Why don't you run that? Why don't you run create for a while and get two or three terminals and then flatten victim in a half an hour? Okay? You can always put a process off a bit into the future to flatten, providing you reach it again. You understand? You got to come back and hit it again. But you can very often do two or three more processes and then you hit it again and it goes zoop. Gone. You got it? All right. Now, do you forgive me?
Sure.
All right, okay. Thanks a lot. Good night.